I love this next story. Absolutely adore it. It's about people wearing pajamas picking their kids up outside school.
Pajamas! Pajamas! What makes you happy when you wake up in the morning?
What makes you feel good starting up the day? That's the pajama song. That's terrible. Anyway, here's the story. Turn that kick off. Here's the story. Is it wrong for parents to drop their kids off at school in their pyjamas and slippers? A head teacher in England has blasted parents who do not dress appropriately, saying it sets a bad example to the children. What do you think? Does it matter? Have the school got any right whatsoever to be having to go at parents for how they are dressed? The journalist and mother, Tina Calder, is with us. Good morning, Tina.
Morning.
Good morning. And the commentator and writer, Emma Wolfe. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning. And I'm not in my pyjamas.
And here's what I want to know. I want to know, is this happening in Northern Ireland? So do you see it outside schools in Northern Ireland? Indeed, are you one of the mothers who does this? Remember that some of our Radio Face stars, Radio Face is on 10:45 tonight, BBC One. Is it Marie or Anne-Marie? They're like Ant and Dec. I can't tell the difference. But one of them sits in her house in her pyjamas. It's Marie. So Marie sits in her pyjamas in the house on Radio Face. So what do you think? Does this happen in Northern Ireland? First of all, Tina Calder, is there anything wrong with it? Was this headmaster wrong to be telling off the parents?
Well, I want to make it clear that I'm not suggesting that it's okay for people to turn up to places in their pyjamas. And probably not the school functions, from what I believe this head teacher had the last straw. But we do have a simple case of a head teacher tackling a problem in a very crass manner. The teacher shouldn't be lecturing parents in their dress sense, especially in a widespread condescending way. In my opinion, it's very, very cowardly. You know, she's trying to tackle a problem like this instead of In a public manner, instead of finding out why do they have so little care for themselves that they have no shame in wearing their pyjamas.
Why should there be shame in wearing your pyjamas?
Well, what I'm trying to explain.
Do you not remember the programme we did in Nolan Life where we had some of the people in the audience in their pyjamas?
Absolutely. There are people who wear them like tracksuits. And to be fair to the fashion industry are producing them so that they can be worn like tracksuits. So my problem, I wouldn't do it, okay? I know plenty of people who wouldn't do it, and I probably know from maybe one person who might. But the point here is not whether or not we should be blasting parents for turning up to the school in their pyjamas. The point here is it the head teacher's right to turn round and tell a parent what they should or should not wear? Obviously, there are many things that factor into why somebody isn't getting dressed. Maybe they choose to wear the pyjamas for fashion reasons. Maybe it's downright laziness.
But is it all right wearing pyjamas for fashion?
But it doesn't matter whether I think it's
all right.
Well,
come on, tell me if it. No, I want to know.
I think it looks crazy. But at the same time, Stephen, you know, I wear all sorts of crazy stuff. I'm into rock music, yeah. I'm into punk.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come into work. I'm going to come into work tomorrow in my pyjamas. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come into this radio station in my pyjamas tomorrow. Emma Wolfe, we'll come to you. I know I don't wear pyjamas. That's the point.
But where is this head teacher going to draw the line?
Emma, we'll come to you in a second. Catherine and Ballinahinch. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Let's get the calls going on this too. 0330 80 55 55. Go ahead, Catherine.
No, I don't think it's appropriate at all. No. No, I don't think it's appropriate for a mother to turn up in her pyjamas at school. No.
Why?
Well, I'm sitting here with three children all under the age of 10. My alarm goes every morning at 5:30.
Yes.
I know everybody has different circumstances, different situations. But I am teaching my children the fundamental things, like it's appropriate to get washed, brush your teeth, do your hair, do those things.
None of which I do.
And so
yes,
that's why we get up early. That's why we do the things that we do. I am teaching them for the future. No, I don't see any need for it whatsoever.
But why is it a school's business? Let parents run their lives as they want to run their lives.
Well, I would like to think that my child's teacher would turn up to teach my child in her or his pyjamas.
Well, that's different, isn't it? These parents
no,
are dropping their
no,
kids h- off to
how
school.
How can that be different? How can that? As their mother, I am trying to teach them something. I'm trying to give them goals in life. I'm trying to show them what is right and wrong. That's my job. Surely that's the job of a teacher as well. Surely that is the job of a teacher. I take my children.
It's not the job of a teacher to educate the parents.
Pardon?
This is snobbery, isn't it?
No, no, I don't think it's snobbery at all. I think when I get up and I am showered in the morning and I am showing my children that that is the right, the respectable and the good thing to do. Yeah, maybe people do call it snobbery. Yeah. I think it's just teaching them the fundamental things like the ABCs in life.
I just wonder when we start to comment on people's dress, you know, who are we to do that? You know, like Vinny's in here today in a kind of chavvy tracksuit.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I go to school. We've got no right to comment on that. In jeans or something like that. But I know that I have been showered. I know that I have been washed.
Yes.
I know that I have done the fundamental things.
Because they're wearing pajamas doesn't mean they're dirt birds.
I'm not saying that. But obviously, if you've been in bed all night, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I think some of these people have the pyjamas to go out in.
Oh, well, then, I don't know. That I haven't come across that kind of fashion, sorry. That's not my kind of style. I don't mean that in the wrong way, but I haven't come across that as fashion.
And some people go out in the pyjamas they've been sleeping in.
Well, maybe they do, but as my house rocks and rolls, and no, I don't think it's appropriate.
Do you know what I love doing? I'm a rather strange man, right? I'm strange in lots of different ways. And what I love doing, I don't know why I love doing this, but I do. You see Tesco's, and I'm sure other brands are available, but you know why Tesco's is open 24 hours, right? Uh-huh. I love going into Tesco's in the middle of the night. There's just a feel about it, whatever it is, in the middle of the night, and I don't know what it is. You often see people walking around there in their kind of little onesie pyjamas and their slippers with no socks on.
Oh, there's nothing I love to do more at night when I get home. I've seen me bringing the children home from school and the first thing I've done is maybe get into my pyjamas.
So,
but I'm in behind my own closed door.
Yeah, but the first thing I do when I get into the house is I take all my clothes off. I don't wear pyjamas and I kind of walk around. That's...
But, you know, there's nothing I love more than that. But all I'm trying to teach my children is that at the end of the day, as soon as you leave the house or whatever it may be, that you look sort of half decent. Those are the fundamentals, especially in the morning, especially in a school morning run.
Yes.
Am I teaching my daughter and my two sons that, no, you don't wash your teeth or you don't brush your hair or you don't get up and you don't take the time? Someday they're going to have to hold down a job. Someday they're going to have to learn to be at an office or clean tables or whatever it may be at a certain time. Well, is that appropriate to do that and just go in your pyjamas? Well, my mum didn't make an effort, so I just won't
Emma,
do it either.
Emma Wolfe, what do you think? Morning to you. 030 30 80 55 55. Have you seen this happen in Northern Ireland? What do you think of the type of people that wear their pyjamas to the supermarket, to schools, etc., etc.? Go on, Emma.
Morning. You know, just a few points of information. First of all, the head teacher wrote a very polite letter to parents. She didn't blast them. She wrote a sensitive and polite letter. Secondly, it wasn't just in the morning. She said it was starting that parents would come and collect their children in the afternoon.
Yes.
And even they turned up, they turned up at this Christmas nativity play in their pyjamas,
yes.
Right?
Some people come to Nolan Live at 10:30 at night in their pyjamas.
I've seen it. Listen, it's not about fashion. The point is, what message does it send? It sends the message to children that that's it, they're going home, they're probably going back to bed, or maybe they're going to spend the day on the sofa. So it's not about whether it's a tracksuit or whether it's pyjamas. It's, as Catherine says, it's about the message that you send, that you don't get up in the morning, you don't get washed. Do you remember a few years ago, the politician who got in trouble for saying that thing, I think it was George Osborne, about the blinds down, you know, those houses with the blinds down where no one is getting up, no one is going to work. Well, he's right. You know, it sends a message to children that you don't have a job, you don't do anything, you don't get up and function and contribute to society. You just sort of loaf around in your pyjamas.
Here's Joe in Belfast. Morning, Joe.
All right, Stephen.
All right.
How is this, Stephen?
Joe, how are you doing?
Did your mum bring you to school in her pyjamas?
Say again?
Did your mum bring you to school in her pyjamas?
I'm trying to remember.
Did she?
I can't remember. No, the big Audrey.
I'm asking you a question. What do you mean you can't remember? Anybody would remember if their mum brought them to school in the pyjamas. I go down to the school now, and there's just as many men go to with children now.
Yes.
Because of the situation, the economic situation.
Yes.
I don't see any men in pyjamas. Why is that, Stephen?
Well, like, it's not a very manly thing to do to wear pajamas, is it?
You said that you would walk into your office. And
yes, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to go out and buy a wee pair of pajamas.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to try to be trendy tomorrow. I'm going to get a gold chain as well.
Don't buy a wee pair of pajamas. That will just look odd.
Well, Stephen.
Yes, Joe.
See if your mother had brought you to school. I don't know where you went to school, in the Shackle or wherever you went.
I went to Spring Hill Primary School, top of the Ballygabarton Road, just above the Woodville
Road.
What a fantastic school Spring Hill is. What a fantastic school.
If your wee mommy had brought you to school in pajamas.
Yes?
You'd have got a live slag clean out of you.
Why?
School. Because the other pupils want to give you a towel going over. Let me tell you something. Pajamas is...
Tell you what, some of those pupils from Highfield did give me a towel going over.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. But listen, pajamas, if you wear them, I don't wear them.
No, I don't either. Do you not think there's something...
Pajamas are for people to go to their bed.
Yes.
And keep comfortable, yes. Or to go to hospital. If you were in hospital, Stephen, would you come out and walk about the Falls Road or the Shankle Road in your pajamas? Oh, I'll wait in the taxi outside my pajamas. That's not right.
Can I just go off on a...
That's not right, and they shouldn't be doing it.
Can I just
don't
go off...
Don't be bringing cleanliness into it. Or anything else.
Can I go off on a side track here, Joe? I noticed you said there that you didn't wear pyjamas. Why not?
Because they're uncomfortable.
So do you just let it kind of all swing around?
No, I wear shorts, football shorts.
Football shorts?
Oh, nice and clean.
You put on
Man
a foot...
United, my Man United shorts.
You put on a football kit going to bed?
No, just the Man United shorts. You know? I've been wearing them lately because of the way we've been playing. Like, but that's
tell you what, the whole team's sleeping this season.
Well, there you are, Stephen. Now, there you go now.
You should burn those Man United shorts. You should burn them. I refused to go back to Old Trafford until that bore, Louis van Gaal's, kicked out.
Well, you know what they call them? I mean, gigs. See, you go there, you have a private box there. They're called Beavis and Butthead. That's what they call them, Manchester United men. And you're right. As soon as they get rid of them, the batter. As soon as they get rid of them, Stephen, I put pyjamas on. There you go.
Joe, thank you. Jim in Ardoyne. Morning, Jim.
Stephen.
Yes, Jim.
I got into pay paddle last week.
Yes.
At a garage.
Yes.
Know, and two different girls got out of two different cars. And my number
would you speak up? I can't hear you.
I went into a garage.
Yes.
Last week. And two girls in two different cars went over and paid their money with pyjamas on.
And what'd you make of it?
It's not for me to say, Stephen.
No, of course it is. What'd you make of it? Is it right or wrong?
I didn't think it was nice, to be honest with you.
Jim, thank you. Terry. Morning, Terry.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Terry.
Stephen, this issue was highlighted a number of years ago in a primary school in Inner Belfast.
That's right.
And the principal didn't do it in a condescending way. He explained to the parents that they are the first educator of their children. And their children follow them by example. So a parent who gets up in the morning and couldn't be bothered changing their coat, changing their from their pajamas, washing themselves, getting into their clothes, and bringing their child to school, isn't setting a good example.
But some people wear pajamas during the day.
Yes, but here's the point, Stephen. A child doesn't wear his pajamas to school. The wee boy, the wee girl get dressed for school. They make the effort. The parents have to make the effort. But not only that.
But if you're a busy parent, you might not have time. I can barely get to work.
You couldn't throw a drop of water on yourself in the morning, brush your teeth and put your clothes on.
I can barely get to work in the mornings, and I have no kids.
Stephen, they were collecting their children in their pajamas. They wouldn't even get home and get changed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the parents have to give example to their children. Pajamas are not fitting attire. They're not a dress code. Children learn dress code from their parents. Let them get changed into their clothes and bring their children to school.
Terry, thank you. David in Warwickstown, very quickly, 30 seconds.
How are you doing, Stephen? I think it's just the epitome of bad manners for mothers to turn up at school to drop their kids off in their pyjamas. Tesco's bar people from going into their shops in their pyjamas.
Do they?
And if people... yes, they do.
Well,
and it's a shame that this society... Yes, it's a shame.
Well, I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
I'm
going to wear my pyjamas all day tomorrow. They needn't be barring me.
That's for the hope of the sake of health and safety you don't. But it's a shame that people want to turn up at school looking like Wayne and Wynette a slob to drop their youngsters off.
Thank you, David. Here comes the news at 10 o'clock. Thank you.